Grace and peace to you from Jesus Christ, who is risen from the dead. Amen. There is a place in Namibia, in southern Africa, called Sandoff Farm. The farm is located on a dry lake bed or pan, covered in dust and red clay. It's a landscape that's easy for us around here to imagine. Due to years of drought, little grows in the area. But every few years, there is a miracle at Sandoff Farm. When the rain level and the temperature is just right, the farm blooms. 2,000 acres over 3 square miles is covered with blooming lilies. They are an amazing sight, sprouting from the seemingly barren red clay. They bloom for about 8 days, then wither and are gone. These particular lilies grow only here and in some small areas around southern Africa. From the year 2010 to 2016, the lilies did not bloom. They bloomed in 2017 and after 2 dry years, again in 2020. And they bloomed again this year. They must have known the world needed some beauty, some grace. In the midst of the trauma and death of this last year, the world needed a brilliant reminder of new life. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Alleluia.
The miracle of the first Easter was a world-changing, earth-shattering event. God reached into the chasm of death and brought Jesus out. God shattered the chains of death, broke the bonds of sin and evil once and for all. That is the mysterious, wonderful event we celebrate this day. But Easter is also about the smaller miracles, the ones that happen in our lives and the world around us, often without fanfare or celebration, even though they may change our lives. Spring is filled with such miracles. Just because it happens every year, does it make the greening of trees and the rising of tulips any less miraculous? Every time a hummingbird buzzes over my head while I'm sitting at the porch of my parents' house in the Hamas, I get a thrill. So much life and energy and beauty in that tiny little buzzing package. A miracle. Our lives also invite personal miracles. Those things which change everything for us, even when the world is not aware. Both Anne Lamott and Nadia Bolt Weber, among many others, speak of becoming sober as a new life akin to resurrection. Reconciliation in a relationship we thought was lost. Renewed health after a lengthy or frightening illness. Feeling wonder and joy after a long bout of depression, or laughing again after a long grieving. Coming to worship at church and singing together after a long separation. Any of these can be little Easters in our lives, experiences of new life and wonder in Christ. What makes us Easter people, the people of God and the followers of Christ, may not be whether these moments of resurrection happen in our lives, but whether and how we see them. God is present in the world, renewing and restoring and bringing life and hope out of death and despair. That is the faith of Easter. And being Easter people makes us able to recognize where God is working. To be grateful for miracles, large and small, to tell about them so that others may also see God active and alive in the world. To be Easter people is to be like those lilies. There may be seasons of dryness when all we see is cracked red clay and we feel as dry and barren as a desert. But we trust that we are bulbs in the soil, that the soil around us is filled with waiting bulbs, maybe resting, maybe groaning, maybe struggling for moisture or light, but waiting for the moment when life returns. Moisture gives nurture and growth, and it is time to bloom. To be Easter people is also to see with a new set of eyes, to be aware of how God is always and everywhere at work in the world. It's an audacious thing to say, in the midst of all that has happened this year, Christ is alive and active in this world. But for all the sad and frightening news we hear, we see and trust and hope in the gifts and blessings that are also true. We see the love and trust that where love is, God is. We see the kindness shared among strangers, the ways people reach out to help and serve one another. There is a poem by one of my favorite poets, E.E. Cummings, which I've always thought of as an Easter poem. The words just sound like what they describe, joy and spring and the wonder of new life. I'll put it on the screen because I think it's easier sometimes to read along as you hear. I thank you, God, for most this amazing day, for the leaping greenly spirits of trees and a true blue dream of sky, for everything which is natural, which is infinite, which is yes. I who have died and am alive again today, and this is the sun's birthday. This is the birthday of life and of love and wings and of the gay great happening illimitably earth. How should tasting, touching, hearing, seeing, breathing, any lifted from the know of all nothing, human merely being, doubt unimaginable you. Now the ears of my ears awake, and now the eyes of my eyes are opened. To be God's Easter people is to be people with the ears of our ears awake and the eyes of our eyes opened. Awake to the wonder of the world God made, and miracles both large and small. Open to see Jesus in the people around us, each made in God's image, in all their variety and beauty. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
Christ is risen,
indeed.
Alleluia.
Christ is alive, not long ago and far away, but here and now, as close as the breath in our lungs and the love in our hearts. Thanks be to God who brings life out of death. Thanks be to God who is making all things new. Thanks be to God. Amen.